Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Silver Sisters. This is all about prophetic word and prayer. And I am very excited. My name is Holly Harden, and I'm very excited to have my identical twin sister. Yes, there are two of us. Helen Ratana, who is a nationally known prophetess. And Helen is going to help bring some prophetic words to people this evening, and I'm going to help her. So Helen, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself? Helen? Sorry.
Hi,
Helen, are you there? Hey.
Yeah. Are you there?
Tell everybody about yourself.
Okay. Well, hey, y'all. My name is Helen Ratana. I am Holly's twin sister, and I live in Tuscumbia, Alabama, and my husband is in the aerospace industry, so we move around like it's the military. And I have been teaching prophetic and prayer and running healing rooms in different churches all over the country for almost 20 years. I also do ministry called Blessed Be, where we take prophetic and prayer booths out to Renaissance festivals and Comic-Con. So we get to dress up and pray over people. It's kind of fun. So tonight, Holly and I are going to team up, and we would love to hear from you if you would like a prophetic word or if you need some encouragement. Tonight is all about just meditating and looking what is good in the world. My job as a prophetic person or a prophetess is to bring the gold out in you, to point out the good things that you have to offer, the good things and the gifts that God has given you. It is not to condemn you. It's not to correct you about, you know, what things in your life are not going right. We all know what we do that is wrong. Our jobs, me and my sister, is to help you find your best path, is to help you find your best life that God has ordained and destined for you. And that's different for every single person. So we really are looking forward to this show. And Holly, I guess we should probably take our first caller.
Okay. Let's see who's first on the list. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on the phone.
Hi.
Sisters. How are you?
Okay. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Okay,
and
Bryn.
I'm calling from New York City.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. What borough?
Oh, Manhattan. Yep,
oh, okay,
New
you're
York
on the
City.
Island.
Yeah, yep. What kind of question do we ask you?
Well, that's a good question. So we can do like a call reading where I can just find out what the Lord wants to say to you, or if there's a specific area. That's cool.
Yeah. Just
is that okay?
What spirit says?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All
That's
right,
my
so
favorite.
We're just gonna ask. Yeah, they're my favorite too. So we're just gonna ask the Lord to see what He has for you. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for Brandon. We thank you for him calling into the show. And Lord, we just thank you that he's safe. And that I know that New York's having some issues like the rest of us in this country. And
sure.
So Lord, I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Okay. So I kind of picking up that there's some decisions about your work that may need to be evaluated at this time. The first thing that I keep hearing for you, Bryn, is you really need to know your worth. It's really important that you know what you bring to the table. That's a big thing with you. I think you underestimate yourself a good bit. Please don't do that because the Lord has blessed you with some awesome gifts. I think you have a very inventive mind. And I think you like to – it seems to me that you I would I don't want to say like you're an efficiency expert, but you definitely know how to cut the red tape, so to speak. You know how to make things work, even when they it seems dumb that the way that they've set things up, and that you know how to do it in a more efficient way. Know that you have favor in that area. I think it's more about how we deliver that. And sometimes, because I'm like that myself, in my day job, I'm one of, we call them the office mommies. I work for a nonprofit. And there's three older ladies that work with a whole bunch of millennials. And so we're kind of, I'm kind of the same boat with you. I'm like, we don't need to have 14 different processes for this. Two will do just fine.
Right.
And so,
right.
So I think you speak, I want to say you speak order into the chaos of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think people start getting off track a little bit, or you're kind of, I want to say you have, I don't know if you're in a pastoral position or, and it's not really like a ministry type situation, but I kind of see the shepherd's crook, and it's kind of like, okay, let's go back over to, oh, I don't know, not this rabbit trail. Let's get back on target.
Uh-huh.
And so,
okay.
So, but I also think that sometimes, you know, you might need that yourself, you know, because your mind is very, 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 very busy, and so sometimes you need to slow down too,
slow down, evaluate
because I think you may be a jack of all trades also, which is kind of goes hand in hand with this because, and so you need to find your lane. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you really are passionate about, and stick to that because you're really, really good at a lot of things because you're really, really smart, but you need to stay in your lane, okay?
Right,
and when you get in
your
sweet spot, it is all systems go.
Okay.
How am I doing there?
Great. Thank you.
Brian? I agree with Helen. I do want to address a couple of things. Seems like you're very world-weary right now. And
you're right. Yeah,
okay.
It's been a tough time. My past two sleeps at night have not been good at all.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. When I get finished talking. Helen and I will pray over you for a restful sleep. How's that sound?
Oh, thank you. That would be helpful.
And no problem at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, and one of the things that I do too, which we can kind of walk you through really quickly, there's a really simple exercise that you can do at night. And you just, it's called a peace treatment. And so what you do is basically you put all of the worries of the day and you give them to the Lord. And the key is that you can't take them back because there's what I call the fishing pole adage where we'll like cast them to the, you know, to the feet of the Lord. But then we have a fishing pole and we'll reel them back in. So you can't do that. Okay? So that will help you also. Okay.
You need to cut the fishing line, Bryn. Cut the fishing line when you cast those things to the Lord.
Cut the fishing line.
You've got to do it, my friend. Got to do that.
Yeah.
So do you have any specific questions for us?
No, I just wanted to know what Spirit had to say.
Okay.
Is there anything else, or that's it, which is fine. You know.
Bryn, you... like Helen said, need to find your lane because you have been distracted by a whole lot of different stuff going on in your life, and it's keeping you from focusing on what you're truly passionate about. And once you focus and get these unnecessary distractions out of the way, lots and lots of success.
I've been trying to find my passion. Lately what's happening, I'll be brief so you know you have other people there. But I've been experiencing periods of heightened awareness, I want to say.
Yep.
Like I'd be on the subway, and all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
like something will come down upon me, like a super feeling of being super present and
mm-hmm.
aware and
yeah.
and,
uh-huh.
and joyful for no good reason at all, like buoyant and alive, but for no necessarily reason at all. Like it's I'm on just kind of on a mundane train ride like I usually am, you know, like I take the train or subway, but I'll
right,
I'm curious,
yeah.
like on the street, yeah, where this kind of energy, I've had that throughout my life too. I've had this period, these periods of like I'll be walking down the street or I'm in a store or I'm at work or whatever, and something will come down into me or come up in me or something, and I'll be so aware and so joyful, but like for no necessary reason. It's just something that is filling me up, and I feel bigger. Physically, I get bigger. I feel taller,
mm-hmm.
and this has happened to me all my life.
So
I'm getting it's starting again. Yeah.
Ren.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to being filled with the Spirit, honey. We don't need a specific reason to be filled with the Spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
I think too. Yeah, Holly's right. That's the Holy Spirit just kind of bubbling up inside of you, because.
Yeah.
One of the things, being in, because I'm actually a pastor, and one of the things that, you know, we teach when I'm teaching about prayer and healing and stuff is the Holy Spirit is light. In the Bible, it talks about, you know, that we're to carry the message of Christ wherever we go, right? And it says
right.
his burden is light. And what he means by that is it's joyful to share.
Yeah. Yeah,
God
yeah, that's
loves
what
people,
I feel.
Right?
That's
joyful.
That's what I feel.
And so
in
I think what we call that in we call that the anointing falling on you, my friend. And so when you feel that coming on you, you know, I know it's a little
yeah.
daunting right now because of the pandemic, but you know, reach
yeah.
out to somebody, ask the Lord, okay, you've given me this story. What do you want me to do with it? Do you want me to share this with somebody? And it may be just as simple as reaching out to an old friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Just giving
yeah.
them a phone call and just,
right.
and just, you know, spreading that feeling that you have, because honestly, I think we all could use a little bit of that right now, especially in New York. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just the Holy Spirit just saying, hey, I'm here. Let's do something. And that's when
right.
we start teaching in the prophetic, because I teach evangelism and several different things, outreach type things. And that's the first thing that we start with. I wish you had been in one of my classes, because I would take that any day, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I do. Go ahead.
Good.
No, I do
go
see
ahead.
One other thing for you. And I don't know if this rings true to you or not. I don't know if you're either a technical writer or you're into technology or what the deal is with that, and I may be very off. But I do know
no.
that you do have a. No, I'm not off.
Well, no, I'm more into the spiritual
right.
side of things. I mean, I use the computer a lot, almost like too much. But.
Well, what I'm saying,
a,
I'm talking. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
What I was saying is more for like your job. Type situation. I think that whatever it is that you're doing with your job and stuff, I think that you have a really great way of communicating how to do things is what I'm saying. So,
oh, I see. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And it may be this too. I mean, it may be that you should explore this more also so you can bring this to your friends and to your community as well.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you both. Thank you for
You're
your
welcome.
Time. You're
welcome. Do you still
insights.
Want us to pray
yeah.
over you, Bryn, for a good night's
oh,
sleep?
Oh, sure, yeah. That,
okay.
Yeah, for a good
sleep.
Ellen,
you want to take the lead
please.
On that?
Yeah, okay. So, Lord, we just thank you for our new friend, Bryn, and we hope that you come back soon. Lord, I'm just asking that you quiet his mind, his body tonight as he goes to sleep. And you, in the Bible, it talks about that he grants his beloved sweet sleep.
So tonight we are asking, because Bren is your beloved, that you will grant him sweet sleep tonight, and that he will get a full night's rest, and when he wakes up in the morning, that there's new revelation and a new direction that he is looking for, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
that.
You
so much, Bren.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take
very
care.
Good call.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Holly, who's next?
Oh, I'm bringing them up right now. You're on the air with the Silver Sisters.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, thank you for coming in. This is our first show, so we're working out the kinks. So stick with us, okay?
All right. Well, my
name
is Linda. My name is Linda. I'm calling from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So my question is, I'm not planning on quitting where I'm working, maybe moving around eventually, but I'm also thinking about possibly doing a business on the side. I mean, I've done businesses before, some that have been a lot more profitable and some are just kind of just there. So whatever I'm thinking for, do you find that to be something that it would be worth my while, or is this just one of those thought up things that's going to go nowhere?
Okay. So this is probably not what you want to hear.
Okay.
So Lori's telling me this. This is what I'm hearing. Okay. It's up to you. And what I mean by that is, if you're passionate about it and you can get behind it and you want to push your efforts into that, okay, then it will go well. If it's just something that you're going to dabble in and, not get excited about, then don't bother.
Okay.
Okay? Because...
Okay.
And I mean that for a couple of reasons. I've run several businesses. So from a business standpoint, you want to be excited about what you're doing, okay? Because if you're excited about what you're doing... Even if it doesn't go, because businesses take a couple of years to kind of get off the ground. So you got to kind of be in it for the long haul, right? So with the Holy Spirit, it's like you're either going to go for this and you're going to do it, or don't bother. Because right now, because people are running scared, the best thing that you can do, honestly, for yourself is to take charge of your own financial future and your own destiny happiness wise. Because as we see with the pandemic, jobs are very liquid and half of them are going down the toilet. So it is always good to be one's own boss, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you have to, you need to, I would spend some time with the Lord and ask him what exactly direction that he wants you to go in. Because I think there's been something on your heart that you really think would go, but you really haven't had the confidence to do that because we're all we all like a steady paycheck and things like that. And so it's hard to take that leap of faith. If this is something that you can do on weekends to start off with, and just know that you can, but you're going to have to give up your weekends and really just go for it. I would say if it's something that you're super excited about and it's just bubbling up inside of you and you're like, you know you can do it, then go for it. Because the Lord will be behind you in that. But he's not going to be behind it's kind of a hobby. Right? So it's either all or nothing.
Yeah.
We were talking about faith this morning in a pastor's meeting that I was in, and it's definitely, we want our people to be on fire for the Lord, but it's the same thing in business. You have to be on fire for what it is you're doing, and you have to have a passion for it. And if you do, then, it'll get blessed. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, because I was definitely thinking of something for part-time for now, and then as it grows, then kind of see where it leads me from there. So, and plus we need
Can
something.
Can you share it with us? Would you mind sharing it with us?
Oh, sure. I was thinking like an online clothing or boutique kind of thing, because I'm noticing all these stores are shutting down. All right, this is ridiculous. Sometimes I just want, not all the time, I'm not a big shopper, but I mean, like, it's nice to just to go into a store and think that, okay, I can go find something. Now it's like, oh my goodness, I can't find nothing because there's nothing open anymore, or they're shutting down because they're out of business.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yes. So one thing I would say about that is, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, trying to fit into like a certain niche, you know, of, you know, maybe certain style of person or, you know, or age group or something like that. I don't know. So that was kind of my idea.
I will tell you, I have two girlfriends who do that. They actually have small brick and mortar boutiques, and because of the pandemic, they have done but they're on Facebook like every night, and they have done amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do the Facebook Live thing, and they're selling through Facebook Live. And they buy like 5 or 6 products, and once they're gone, they're gone, and then they restock. They have built up quite a following. So I would say that sounds exciting. So, yeah, for sure. Start out small, and you never know. You could be the next Macy's. Or except for
I don't. I don't know if I'd want to be the next Macy's, but just something to make, make ends meet and have something extra, that type of thing. So.
Yeah. So, Holly, what do you have for our friends?
I think that is a wonderful idea, and I'm getting all goosebumply about it. However, the one thing that I'm getting loud and clear is don't do one of these that's like the online party thing that you have to sign up to be a rep for.
Yeah,
don't
do that.
Your thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely my thing, yes. It's definitely my name, my stuff, whatever I pick to have. And what your friends was saying about having so much for stock, once you're out, it kind of went up right up my alley of, like, instead of having brick and mortar, you have it online, you can buy with it in your budget, and then put more into it while you still have a full-time job.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the other venue you might want to look into is YouTube Live.
Yes.
Which is a bigger platform.
It's a bigger platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be something to look into as well. Yeah.
Okay. That's definitely a thought. Linda,
send us the link, because I'm a big shopper. I'm just saying. So. You got a customer.
Okay, so you want me to send you information once I get started,
Absolutely, my girlfriend. You got it. We will be your you're our second client, so we will be your first.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
That's awesome.
Is there anything else we can for you tonight?
We'll just stick with that for tonight. I'm sure we could talk forever, but anyways, that's okay. I appreciate
it.
Thank you very much for your time.
Blessings.
All right.
Let us know what's going on. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda.
I will. Thanks. You guys take care, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
Miss Holly.
Hi.
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 Welcome to the Silver Sisters.
Thank you. This is Julia, also from Florida.
Hey, Julia, how are you? We just got Florida girls tonight. How are you?
I know. We are in the house. I'm doing
well.
We are
in the house.
How are you?
You got an Alabama and a Georgia, too. So, you know, we're all getting ready to get hit by
the
house.
Oh, the South is in the house. Okay, there we go.
All right. How can we help you tonight, my friend?
You know, I like the idea of just receiving the Lord's guidance. I mean, I did call in because I was wondering about, you know, like love. I'm 59 years old or 59 years young, and I'd really like to, you know, find somebody who will love and honor and accept me as I am. But I'm definitely open to any guidance the Lord has, no doubt. So thank you.
Okay. Helen, you want to go ahead?
All right.
So, first of all, I need to tell you, this is what the Lord says. The Lord's telling me, okay, so you can take it for what it's worth. But you are very precious. You are very, very precious. And I don't mean that in that, oh, isn't she precious way. I mean that as in a rare gem. I mean that as in you are a rare find. You are a very fine lady. You kind of remind, I don't know what you look like, but you, I'm on the road. I used to travel a lot as we were talking in the introduction. And I have a manager that works with me in the booth. And she, you remind me just how your spirit is of her. She's very, very resourceful, very down to earth. She's one of these precious souls who can just comes in the room and like the whole atmosphere changes. And it's one of like, everything is going to be okay because my friend's name is Jean. Miss Jean is here. And she's, I can be a little hard to handle when I'm on the road because I get real involved with my clients and stuff. And so, but she's the one who's like, you're going to stop now. And she's very gentle, but she's very like stands her ground and is very, she walks through life taking ground for the Lord, but she's not like one of these like bull in the china shop. It's definitely a ladylike, like you, she has a presence about her that's very commanding, but it's very royal and regal and almost queen-like, but it's not like I'm going to beat you over the head. It's you're here and the world is better because you are here. And so any man who can keep up with you will be an awesome catch, but you are worth your weight in gold on your own, and you need to remember that. Okay. I think a lot of times I was single for a very long time before I got married, and so I can tell you for sure that, especially being a Christian lady, sometimes it's difficult because you feel like you're not whole, because we have to remember that men are only the icing on our cake. Okay. So if you're going to want a man, if a man comes along, they need to just enhance who you are. They don't need to cover you up or push you away or any of those things. And the same thing for a partner is you need to bring out the best in them, and they will bring out the best in you. And if that person is not in your sphere of influence, that is okay, because the Lord is already bringing out the best in you, okay? And you are greatly appreciated in your community, all right? Are you there?
Thank you. Yes, I'm just, thank you. Yep.
You're such, I mean, when I first heard you, I was like, oh, my gosh, but my manager, she's a really good friend of mine, and so she's gotten more familiar with me over the years that we've traveled. And so she will put her foot down a little bit more, as I'm sure you will with some of your friends. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's just like my Jean. Oh, my goodness. It's so awesome. Aww. So that's kind of what I have for you. So just know that, you know, you need to understand that the presence that you bring, okay, the presence of the Lord is within you in the spirit, right? And so you're bringing that everywhere you go. So, you know, make sure you understand, you know, that, okay? Because that's a really important identity thing with you. Holly, what you got?
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm a little more to the point sometimes than Helen is. And I can actually see something. I'm not known for my bedside manner. That's why Helen has been doing this for so long, and I've been doing other things. So here's what I'm going to tell you with my blunt self. I do see somebody coming in for you. Hallelujah, amen, and
so, oh, wonderful.
look for that. My angels are telling me is it's going to be next year, okay? And that this person is going to be someone who honors you for the way that you are and believes the way that you believe. He is a mover in the spirit himself, okay? Which is very important to you. So this is a man of faith, but he is going to treasure you for the person that you are. And the nice thing about this situation is you're not going to have to fix him. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that's been part of your history, I'm just saying. So what I would say to that is this.
Yeah.
Fixer uppers are, you know, there's fixer uppers and there's money pits. And they usually are one and the same. You understand what I'm saying here? So what I would say to you is this, on that note, is things come in unusual packages. Okay? So don't discount somebody that at first you're like, No way. That's not for me. And I don't mean that like in a, like if they're like ridiculous or something, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying settle. What I'm saying is you may be very surprised. Okay. So in a good way, like really? Okay. That's why I was talking to you about your identity. Cause you got to get your identity. Right.
Yeah.
So how are we doing?
Awesome. That sums it up. Just awesome.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right.
Awesome.
So I think, Holly, do you have anything else for our dear friend?
Yes. Give yourself a break. Please give yourself a break. You're very hard on yourself. Okay?
Yes.
And...
yes.
Enjoy this season. You're beginning to notice some changes in your own spiritual gifts. They're getting stronger, are they not?
Yeah, I've definitely been feeling like I've been making some internal shifts. I'm definitely a work in progress, but I'm taking, you know, I feel like I'm moving forward after not moving forward in a long time. So, yeah.
But that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
That's a really good thing. And the other thing I would suggest... Go ahead, Helen, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
The one thing I keep seeing for you, and I know that it's a fashion thing, so I'm like Miss Girly Girl. You need to just... You don't need to change anything about yourself, but just make sure that you're treating yourself like the woman that you are, okay? So if that maybe, you know, just zhuzh yourself up a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
I'm seeing some bright colors coming into your wardrobe. Make a statement, my friend, because the Lord built you to make a statement. It doesn't have to be a billboard, okay? Yeah, please don't be a billboard because that's not good. So that's what I have for you.
Beautiful. Wow. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. This was wonderful and just what I needed to hear. It was. Thanks for lifting me up because I have been hard on myself. So thank you for reminding me. So thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes we just need that little boost. So thank you for
hearing my boost. All right. We do. That's what we're here for.
Awesome.
Blessings.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Holly, we got anybody else?
No, that's it for this evening, apparently. We've got you and me. Is there anything that you wanted to share with anybody or a prophecy for everyone that you wanted to share, Helen?
Sure. So tonight, guys, what I really want to remember is the callers that we have tonight are lovely. And I just want to bless everybody with sweet sleep tonight. I also want to make sure that you know that we're going to be on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So share with your friends. Also, guys, let's just try to be kind to one another. And let's look for the good in the world. There's so much negativity and there's so much just naysaying and hateful words and things coming from all different directions. And sometimes I think we just need to look at something bright and happy. And we should do that every single day. The Lord created this world for us to enjoy. And there's so many people, especially believers, who believe that we're in Armageddon or it's the end times or whatever that is. And I wanted to address that tonight, and you know, some of you guys might not like it. I've worked in the prophetic for over 20 years, and one of the things that I get asked more than anything else is, when is Jesus coming back? I do not know, and neither does he. In Revelation, we talk about it. We are not to know the day or the time. And we should always be prepared for whatever, right? But we need to live for today. Today was a beautiful day here in Alabama. It was a beautiful day for most of the country. And yes, we're in very, very difficult times, my friend. But it is how we choose to conquer each and every day. Are we going to tackle it and like a bull and just run through mad and angry? Are we going to stop and look at the fall colors and the beautiful leaves and the squirrels and all of the great things that are going on locally? This is the one time in most of our lives over these last months that we have had the time to spend an extended amount of time with our families. And while it has been difficult, we will never get this time back. So remember, when you get angry with your kid because Zoom went down again, or you can't figure out that Common Core math or the English assignment, take 10 minutes, make yourself a cup of coffee and your little one maybe a sugar-free chocolate milk and sit back and tackle it 10 minutes later. Get a cool head, to wipe the tears off your 5-year-old's face and try again. Because, frankly, you have the time, and you won't have that always. So that's what I have for you guys tonight. Holly, you got anything?
No, that pretty much sums it up for me as well. So we're going to cut off a little early tonight. Thank you all for coming to our first show. We promise that these will get better as they develop.
Yes, we will have better technology next week.
So we look forward to hearing from more of you next week. And this is Holly Harden.
And this is Helen Ritana. We're the
and
Silver
we are
Sisters.
The Silver Sisters. Y'all have a good evening.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.